Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gostina. Well, President Barack Obama invited law enforcement authorities to Washington to meet with him yesterday to talk about the issue of mass incarceration. One of those there was Albany County District Attorney David Soares, who is the founding member of Law Enforcement Leaders. He joins us this morning, and we welcome DA Soares. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Very well. And let's get right into it. The issue is mass incarceration. I know this is an issue near and dear to your heart, but explain what happened with the president and what's going on.
Well, you know, certainly the crisis of mass incarceration is a subject that's on everybody's mind. What is unique about this opportunity is that this is the first time that law enforcement leaders, over 130 of us from all over the country, be it chiefs of police, sheriffs, U.S. attorneys, district attorneys, attorney generals, got together and met with the president. And we began to articulate some of the issues and wanted our president to understand that we too are looking to address the issue of crisis of incarceration. So the things that we proposed and laid out for the president in our discussions were searching for alternatives to arrest and prosecution. We certainly discussed with him the imbalance in our criminal laws, where a person who's arrested for a drug charge can serve just as much time as someone who's raped or otherwise harmed another human being. On the federal level, certainly reforming mandatory minimum sentences. But the bigger issue for us was also figuring out ways to strengthen our relationships with our communities. And so it was a very intense conversation. I think we all walked away from the conversation really enthused, energized, and ready to come back to our communities to begin to implement these strategies.
In reading some of the articles this morning on the visit, the president seemed very candid, too, even referencing his own illegal drug use and defending the issue of Black Lives Matter, which has some law enforcement folks not so happy.
You know, we were so impressed with him taking on the issue because, and he was very clear, and he did it in such a non-confrontational way. We didn't expect that he would touch on it. But he did, and what he said was, you know, when people of color who are disproportionately represented in the criminal justice system begin to articulate those frustrations and organize around it by calling it Black Lives Matter, they're not organizing around it and saying that other lives do not matter. And then he certainly pointed out the fact that you do have some protesters who have said foolish things, and those things are being blown out of proportion. But still, we shouldn't ignore what that particular organization is calling for, and what the important issues that they're pointing out. And I think it was very important for him in particular to say that. I think it's also was important for him to articulate some of his own run-ins with the law being stopped for what apparently, you know, were no reasons. And he also said yes. And there were other times when he was stopped where, you know, the odometer, it was either he or the odometer that was lying. But he did it in such a graceful way that I don't believe that there was one person in the room that was offended. I think most of us left there shaking our heads in agreement. And, you know, we have to figure out ways of incorporating Black Lives Matter as well as other organizations that are building around this movement. We have to figure out a way to open up dialogue and begin to engage.
I'm talking with District Attorney of Albany County, David Soares, who had a meeting with the president and other law enforcement folks yesterday in Washington on the issue of mass incarceration. We really appreciate you taking the time with us this morning.
Well, you have a great morning, and I look forward to in the coming weeks to be in touch with you and to articulate further developments in Albany County as we too locally begin to reduce our populations here.